Hello, everyone, and welcome to another in our series of podcasts. This is Eric Perez, CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, with a very good friend of mine who I've known for a very long time in this industry, Jill Briggs. How are you, Jill?
I'm terrific, Eric.
Jill is the Managing Director of Effectus. She is one of the leading leadership development gurus in this country of ours, and I am proud to say that I am a graduate of the National Seafood Industry Leadership Program from 2011, so I'm sure the grads that are down there this year won't go anywhere near how good we were in 2011, but I'll leave that one alone. Jill, I just wanted to update the listeners about what is happening down there in our nation's capital, other than the politics of the day. So can I start by asking, how did the 2018 group come together, and what's different, if anything, from 2018 to years before?
Oh, gee, that's a great question. So let's start off with how they came together. So the group are a very diverse group, from as far up as the Torres Strait down to as far south as Hobart and below, and from across the breadth of the nation as well. And so we've got 16 people doing this program, and then we have a second intake this year of another 16. So they came together in Hobart, this group, 6 months ago, and the purpose of them all coming together in that first 3 days of the program is to establish some relationships, to get some skills under their belts, and to do some future gazing about what they would like the seafood industry to look like if they could direct the future direction of the industry. And they're a really tight group of people who've got a really focused idea about what the industry is going to be aiming for, and I expect they might tell you a little bit more about that if you got them on some other time, Eric. And we're in Canberra to finish off the 6 months of working together that spread across 9 days. How are they different from other groups? I think they're as diverse as every year, which makes them a really rich cohort of minds who are thinking about what the industry looks like. But this group is very, very, very focused. So previous years, sometimes they get a little bit distracted by other things going on in their lives, but this particular group of 16 are very focused. And in our meeting with some of the pollies today, there was a real sense that they were going to drive what they want to see as changes in their industry through to the end. So, yeah, they're a really driven group of individuals.
Oh, okay. So the purpose of this last residential down in Canberra is to present your project to FRDC and the other key leaders. Okay, great.
Yeah, it is.
Without giving it away, I guess, because I am going to do another podcast today with one of your groups, but I'm sure they're not going to give too much away until they present on Thursday, nor would I ask them to, because you don't want to get ahead of the game, I guess. From your perspective as a facilitator with all this, do you see this project's having some legs, as in carrying on well beyond the presentation date? Okay,
my sense is that the legacy of the 6 months carries on a number of levels, Eric. So for people who don't know the program, the philosophy behind the National Seafood Industry Leadership Program is that people will get a number of layers of learning about leadership under their belt by the end of the 6 months. So we like them to experience it at a personal level. So what does leadership mean to me, and how can I polish up my current level of leadership expertise? What can I do at a workplace level? So what are the things that I have got that I should do better? and what are some new tools that I can put into my toolkit around leading and providing leadership, and then what can I influence at a national level. And my sense is that people always go out of the program with those three ticked off, but then the added layer is for people to get some action happening during the 6 months and to deliver on some outcomes for the industry. And my sense this year is that this group, I can't tell you about the second group because we're yet to see them, but listening to them talking to the Minister for Ag, the Assistant Minister for Ag, and a couple of other people today, is that they want their work that they've done over 6 months to carry on well beyond the program finishing on Thursday. Yeah.
So that was for the audience, the current Minister for Agriculture is Minister Littleproud.
Yep, that's right.
And the assistant is Senator
Colbeck.
Colbeck, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you've kind of answered my next question, was the where to from here, and you've already given some detail about where it will go. So you're saying that the next 6 months of this year, you've got another group coming through. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got two programs currently running, and the second group will graduate at the end of October. So they started at the end of April, beginning of May, and so they finish at the end of October. And they're doing slightly different things. They haven't connected. There's no sense that those two programs connect.
Oh, okay, great. So what I'll do then in terms of being able to provide some materials to those that are listening, if you've got some links that you can send me, I'm happy to put that up on the QSI Media site to get this out. And the other one will be that connected to this podcast, in the next hour actually I'll be talking to one of your project groups about what they're doing, we'll be able to put that one up as well for people to get a sense of what the program is about. Just to add something in from my experience of the program, in addition to everything that you said, there's also that networking aspect where you get to make connections across the country. That was quite a help to someone me who wasn't an operator or an owner of a business in the industry, but was an advocate for industry, that it helps to know who's who in the zoo.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a great start for that. Eric,
the clear feedback we get from participants when we do the evaluation every year is that, they like the skills sessions and they like getting that done, and, yes, they like working on something that's got a tangible outcome. But for the majority of them say that the network that they build over the 6 months and the connections that they make stand them in good stead for the rest of their lives.
Okay. So, look, Jill, I would love to ask you more questions about what you're going to present on Thursday, but I don't want to jump the gun. And I'd also like to ask if it was possible to get a copy of the presentation that we can put up and make available. And at some point, again, I'd love to have you on for another podcast to talk other leadershipy type issues, as well as maybe invite you and the team, if you have blogs on the issue, to send us something and we can blog post some stuff as well. So
no worries.
All right.
So Eric, from your end, the other thing is that I'm going to be doing a live Facebook feed of the mission launch on Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
So if people wanted to tune into that, if the people who are listening to the podcast wanted to tune into that, they can find Effectus on Facebook, and we'll be running a live feed out of my Facebook. Business Facebook page, if they wanted to watch.
Oh, okay. I'll put that up on the site to let them know that that's what's going to happen. That's great.
No worries.
Fantastic. Okay, everyone. So that was Jill Briggs, Managing Director of Effectus, and this has been Eric Perez again for QSI Media. Thanks, everyone, and I look forward to speaking to you again, Jill, and catching up with everyone else. Have a great one, Jill.
Thanks, Eric. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Cheers.